Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Earlier today, Indiana staged their biggest comeback victory in 14 years, turning an 8-0 second-inning deficit into a 10-9 walk-off victory. Drew Burr pitched 4.1 shutout innings in the middle of the game, striking out 8. Tyler Cerny's third hit tied the game. Andrew Wiggins drove in 3 runs, going 2-for-3 and getting on base 3 times. After the game, media spoke with Burr, Wiggins, and head coach Jeff Mercer.
So Drew, I obviously came in a very tough situation, down big, and just, you know, kind of put the team on your back there. So just tell us kind of what was going through your head and what you were able to do successfully today.
I was out there and just trying to compete to the best of my ability. No, we weren't in a great spot, but like, we know with this team, like, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. So my job was just like go out there and just try to throw up zeros and give us a chance. And that's what I tried to do today, was just go out there and compete to the best of my ability.
Before you came back out for that fourth inning of work, you were at like 65 pitches, I think. What was that conversation like in the dugout? Did you know you were going to come back out?
Yeah, me and Glenn had a little talk, and he was like, I trust you. Go get him. Like, be aggressive. Keep doing what you're doing. And I wanted the ball there, and he wanted me to have the ball. And I was just glad I was able to go out there and just get another inning for the guys and for the bullpen, so we were able to get that comeback win there.
Andrew, on your home run, it looked like you just took a moment to watch it go. How'd it feel to see it go over the fence?
You know, it felt really good. You know, after seeing that guy for the first time, you know, I knew I had a heavy sinker, so I got up on the plate a little bit, and I saw it over the white. I was going to hammer it, and that's what I did. So it was really cool to see that, you know, come to pass in a game like that. You know, it just feels really good to be a part of that comeback win. You know, just a lot of toughness, especially when you're here.
Andrew, you and Josh in the 8-9 kind of seemed like a 1-2 to bring it back to the top of the order. What was it like to kind of push the needle for the top of the order?
You know, I really just followed Josh's lead. Josh has been a great leader on this team all year. And him hitting in front of me, you know, just giving me, you know, what I need to do what I need to do. You know, just gave me the confidence, and I trusted him to do his job, and so it just came natural to, you know, just do what I need to do.
Drew, an impressive day on the mound. I think you had 7 or 8 strikeouts. What was really working for you today?
Honestly, just the fastball. Just kind of getting ahead of hitters was the name of the game today. It was hitting's a lot more difficult when it's like a 1-2 count, so my job was just to get there as fast as I could. And when I got there, I was able to put guys away and have them kind of guess a little bit. So the big thing was just getting ahead today and just going right after pitchers.
Connor only went 1 2/3. What was the preparation like getting ready for that kind of earlier than you may have anticipated?
Just a lot of adrenaline, if I'm being honest. It was like, okay, here we go type deal. But Connor's done a fantastic job this year. I mean, he's been putting us on his back for the past like 7 weeks. I mean, he can't be perfect every day. And he still went out there and competed with what he had. It was just, okay, I got to go in 2 innings earlier, 3 innings earlier. So let's just go out there and do my job. And that's what I just tried to do today. And that's just my role, I guess, to just be ready whenever my name is called.
Andrew, in addition to, you know, the home run, you know, you had a big RBI earlier in the game. And the biggest thing was, of course, getting on base there in the ninth. Can you talk about doing those types of things in your game?
Yeah. You know, this work week has been a busy one for me. As you know, especially working off lefties in practice, you know, it's been, you know, just getting good looks off lefties, and then I felt really comfortable in that bat. You know, saw an inside fastball, didn't pull off of it, you know, just turned, let it hit me, you know, sell it. So we got on base, and then just trusted Jolly to have a good at bat. You know, he battled back from 0-2 all the way to a full count and drew the walk, so that was really big from Jolly.
What was some of the chatter in the dugout prior to the ninth inning?
You know, it was all just good vibes. Like, we, you know, we had Chris Virtue, our strength coach, you know, doing the CMJ jump. So, you know, we had a lot of good mojo in the dugout. So, you know, we all just believed in each other and knew that, you know, our brother's going to fight for one another. So we just went out there and just put it all out.
How do you keep emotions in check after everything that happened in the eighth inning?
You know, you just got to keep a level head and understand where you're at in the game. You know, it's not the biggest game in the world. It's not the smallest game in the world. You know, you just have to keep it one day at a time. And so I think, you know, when we have those big innings, those ups and downs, you know, you just gotta stay focused and, you know, just keep the task at hand, you know, really at hand. So just keeping a level head.
So obviously, huge comeback win. Your team had to. You know, obviously feel a little bit now when Foley went out in the second.
Yeah.
So what did they do to kind of just start that process of coming back?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, Connor gave his best. He didn't wave the white flag. He didn't pull himself out. And he was obviously wasn't his best day, but he, when you respect the guy that just goes out there and competes and does the best he can, and it wasn't his day. You know, we had a little bit of help there. You know, when they walked, three or four guys are inning and had a chance to kind of add to it, right? So, you know, big hit from Pine, a couple of those guys string them together, and then you're back in the game. And then I think really what gave us a ton of lift was just Drew Burr's performance, where you throw up three or four zeros in a row, he's pitching incredibly well, he's super aggressive. And then it's like, all right, we're getting some zeros. We can keep chipping away at this thing. And you know, we're going to get to their bullpen and keep working. And you have a chance if you'll just keep going to just try to tough it out. And that's what, you know, what we did. And I just to see, you know, starting pitching's hard. You know, Bothwell kind of out of gas yesterday a little bit, and Connor today a little bit. And so being a starter's hard. You know, you know, when you go into the season, there's going to be, you know, 25 or 30% of your starts where you're incredible. Nobody touches you. And there's 25 or 30% of your starts where you're not very good. And then you got about half of them where you got to just fight it out. And so as long as you're giving your best and you're competing the best of your ability, if they get you, they get you. And just we kind of had back-to-back ones, makes it tough. But the ability for the guys to just fight it out and just compete it out and just keep trying to chip away at it, obviously coming back and scoring five there was huge with a little bit of help. But you know, we'll take it. And just find a way to get back in the game.
You mentioned Burr, 4 1/3 scoreless, I think 8 strikeouts. Do you kind of see that being contagious to the rest of the team in the dugout?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I know Bothwell and Foley weren't great, but they didn't yield, right? They didn't concede. They didn't stop fighting. They didn't have bad body language. They didn't roll over. They just got hit. That happens. And so then, and Drew comes in and really catches fire, and it's contagious. So just get your best stuff out of your hand. He's, you know, it's a warm day, so he's grabbing, you know, he's 94, 95, and so that's contagious. Bogey comes in, every pitch he throws is 92, 93. The play by Mitchell was a huge play, right, where it's the ball off the wall, he gets it in, leads it to a single, and then Bogey strands him on a huge play, and then obviously Rise was really good. His numbers were awesome, and he made some adjustments this week with his pace down the mound and his load. And you saw some big numbers from him too. So, but yeah, Drew really gives a big lift, and it kind of, it's what you want from a senior. It's what you want from a guy who's been in the fight. He's been in the arena a bunch, and just come in there and give us your best stuff and see if we can do something crazy, right? Let's see if we can pull off an incredible and impromptu comeback. But without his outing, obviously his performance, and really his gusto and bravado to do that, you know, it's not possible. You said it's contagious. It really is. That level of confidence, that level of competitiveness and toughness is contagious. And it's kind of like, well, if he can do it, why can't I? And then start training together from there.
Connor obviously had a few radar guns in the stands today. You went out there, just some one-on-one conversation with him. What was that conversation like?
Well, he didn't have his good stuff, and yet he's still getting swings and misses on his fastball. And it's a really good fastball. So I just told him, you're just going to have to, you know, if it's 97, 98, you give him a little more chase. When it's, you know, 91, 93, 94, they're not chasing. You're just going to have to try to beat him in the zone. I just told Jake to lower his glove and for Connor to try to get on top and lower his eyes, try to lower his sights, and because he saw good enough stuff to try to get out in. And now they had five consecutive guys reach with two outs, and that stinks, you know, because he's a pitch, and two or three of those guys have two strikes. So you're a pitch away from getting out of it. And we tried to get Burr up, you know, as quick as we could, but regardless, I just was telling him, like, you just have to lower your sights, get on top, and just give us the best stuff you got as long as you can, and we'll get you out of here. You know, when we have an opportunity, avenue to get somebody else out and get out. But let's get on top of the ball. Let's change our eyes. Let's get a lower target and get on top. And Connor and I have a great relationship, right? And, when I recruited Connor, it was in between pitching coach changes, and so he was really the you know, he's playing third base at Jasper. I saw him in the state championship, and was really a secondary pitcher, but I just loved his toughness, and we built a really good relationship through the recruiting process, and he trusted us enough to even in that turnover to come be a part of the program. So he and I have always had a really special and good relationship dating back to his recruiting process. So I don't typically do that, but some of those guys that you really feel a connection with, you feel like you can walk out. I just asked Coach Glenn, like, hey, do you mind if I take a time out for a minute and go talk to him? And certainly no problem.
In the grand scheme of the entire season, how big of a win is this? A comeback win with hard fought, intense, exciting. How big of a win is this?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. No, like anytime, you know, it's probably the best comeback I've ever been a part of. You're down 8-0 in the second inning to statistically speaking, probably the best offense in the league. and it looks a little bit grim. And to fight your way back into that is incredibly impressive. And so whatever happens, it was a big win today, and that's what you have to, you know, keep in mind as a group. You know, you're still young people, right? They're not kids in the sense that my kids are kids, but you know that there's a lot of consistencies in that, and I think sometimes we forget. Those guys are playing a ton of freshmen and sophomores. These guys are young, and they haven't all been through all the fight like this. So when you just show great fortitude and great toughness, and you kind of grow up, you had some guys grow up today, you know, and really step up for us. It is a big deal to kind of know, hey, we can do this, and you know the rain cloud not going to follow us around every day, right? You know, you feel that way a little bit sometimes. We've had a lot of hard hit balls and big situations, and it's like, golly, can we just catch a break or a ball that squeaks through? And it's just like, can we just? It's just been one of those kind of runs. You know, Carter hits that ball 107 miles an hour, and the second baseman's playing right field. It's like, you have got to be kidding me. But to have those things finally go your way, you know, think about it. And Tyler certainly brought it up in the post game meeting. But you know, Jason Oliver's an 0-2 count and works back. You know, a 10 pitch walk. The whole thing doesn't happen unless that kid's tough enough to just compete his way through, foul some pitches off, work back to a walk, and give the at bat to the next two guys behind him. Now they came through for us, but you know, that gets lost. Or Devin Taylor going first to third on that ball when he didn't get a great turn to second base, and I was sending him like we're going to third for that exact situation. You know, when you've got a young guy on the mound, and Zach told me, Coach Redford told me, like the changeup has a ton of run, he's going to throw it a ton. And the slider's got good movement, so it's like we're going to get to third base and see if something, pass ball or whatever can go. So just all those little things together, and for a group that's had some tough knocks to be able to fight their way back, and for today, you know, got kind of have a bounce go their way it's a really big deal.
What was the explanation given to you on the Cerny home run callback?
So, and I had a pretty good view of it. So it hit the yellow above the Indiana sign, which is not a home run. It's in the park. So it's got to clear that. So it's like the explanation was like if it would have cleared that, then it would have been a home run. But it didn't clear that, and I thought maybe hit the wall behind it. But I thought it hit right where they said it hit, and it didn't clear it. And so not a home run. And so I get it. That's why I call timeout. Like it's emotional. It stinks. I get it. You're kind of tough luck, right? Where you lead off, I think a lead off homer down by one, and now all of a sudden it's a double. But I told the guys, the reality is we're down by two, and so it's actually better for us to have a big inning, to have a guy on second base, and to have a pitcher whose vision is split and his focus is split. So let's just go have a big inning. And we did not. My talk did not work. So that was kind of my thought behind it.
Behind the madness of being the third base coach today,
Coach Simmons had a wedding; he could not miss. So, you know, you got to take care of your family. Got to take care of your family, and you know, maybe I'll stay at third. You got to get a big win. I coached. It's funny, you know, the guys always forget that. You know, I don't. I threw BP every day. I was a hitting coach for 10 years, right? That guy. I coached third base for a long time. I was a pretty good one too, and wheeling and dealing, a lot of good energy, good body language, and those things matter. He had to take care of his family, which we're certainly happy for him to be able to do. I think he'll be back tomorrow. We'll have a debate on who goes out there. But I did get my first warning in a long time. I told Mitch, I said, that I thought that one was a strike, but a couple other ones were balls. But and then after the borderline, you know, home run or not call, I figured it was probably time to holler a little bit. I never do that because typically guys are all trying to do a good job, and hitters don't know the strike zone anyway. So they complain about balls that are strikes and strikes that are balls that they don't know. So, but I got one for the boys, so they can get off my butt about not getting a warning. But we also took strikes. So,
Andrew Wiggins, in addition to the home run, also had an RBI ground out and took that hit by pitch, and he walks a lot.
Yeah, he does.
So, kind of talk about what he is doing outside of just hitting the ball really hard.
He's doing an incredible job. You know, I took a shot with Bodie yesterday. Guy was throwing hard. Bodie was like hitting 430 on fastballs, 92 and above. And you know, Andrew's not there yet on the higher velocities, but he's really good and he's getting better. He's really good on sinkers and off speed, and he's getting better. And today was a really good day on some fastballs, middle in. You know, that's kind of that next progression for him. You know, so for him, he's a great athlete, but he's a very confident and intelligent player. And when you have those guys, they learn quickly. And so he has great strike zone awareness. He always has. Even when a swing wasn't where you wanted it to be at, he always had good awareness. He could take a hit by pitch. He understands the game at a high level. And like I've told him, he's such a long guy that those big guys, you remember like Tibbetts, it takes them, you know, Brock kind of went off as a young guy, but you know, Brock, when he was younger, especially could lose his swing a little bit because he was so long, and that's how Andrew is. And so he has to really be focused on being, having good tempo and good pace and being tight to the ball, because that length is an enemy right now for him. But he's really dangerous. And the good thing about Andrew is you can coach him. You can coach him. You can teach him. And I've talked to the guy. Sometimes it's almost not intimidating in a bad way as a coach, but when you talk to a really talented, capable, intelligent player, and he is like staring into your soul, and he's evaluating everything you say, like, I'm with you, but you better be right. It makes for a great player. He's invested. He's engaged. He listens. He's coachable. You can bust his chops. You can hold him accountable. You can say, hey, today's not a good matchup for you. I'll get you back in there. When it's going to be a good matchup, there's no pouting. There's no pouting. There's not moping around. I know he's a highly decorated guy, and you know, but he's worked his butt off while he's waited. Been a great teammate, been engaged, and done everything that we asked. And just, I told him earlier in the year, it's like, when you're ready, you'll go. When you're ready and you're ready to help this team, then you'll get in there and you're going to change the game for us. And he has. He's really changed the course of the season in many ways in the last couple of weeks. But to credit to him, he just showed up and worked really hard every day, was adjustable and coachable. And he's starting to really kind of figure out how to use his length as leverage and not length as to get beat by velocity. But yeah, you know, and again, like you look at it earlier, the first base that he has in the right field, guy throws an 88-mile-an-hour fastball in with two strikes late. His ability to turn on that, I mean, that's the first time I've seen that. First time I've seen a guy run a fastball 88 in on him, and it's a righty, so it's coming back, right? Starts it in and comes back, which makes the velocity play up more. For him to turn on that, I kind of knew he was getting close. But he's we had a bunch of live at bats this week with guys, and a bunch of spin ball machine work, and I put him in a bunch of those groups just trying to get him more looks and more velocity, and he really responded incredibly well today. And again, he came in last night and draws a walk. He has a strikeout, but he draws a walk. Kind of like you said, he's just an on-base monster. He's a great base runner. He's super aggressive, goes first to third. And everybody plays us on the fence, so we go first to third a ton. But he's a panther out there going first to third and running the bases up there. So he's doing an awesome job.
The Hoosiers will attempt to win the series in the rubber match at 1 p.m. Sunday. Tyra Barczyk, Ethan Phillips, Julian Tungini, Grant Holderfield, and Ryan Kraft should all be available to pitch. See you at the BART.